Welcome in here to another week of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to speak with Atlantic Head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, once again, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me and supporting our football team.
Well, last week, another very tough team, pretty similar outcome to the week before against Creston. I guess what, from your side of the field, kind of went wrong during the contest against Glenwood?
Well, just, when you get beat like that, it's a number of things. Offensively, you know, we had the inability again to run the football, and we need to run to kind of set up our pass right now, and just haven't been able to establish a run game. As far as defensively, we were in the right place a lot of times, just bounced off a lot of ball carriers. So got to do a better job of tackling and getting lower there. Special teams-wise, I thought, we played decent there. We had some decent punts early in the game, tried to flip some field position there. And, our kick return game at times was effective as well. So out of the three, you know, probably special teams was our top in that game.
Well, and from what I could see, I wasn't there at the game, but looking at numbers, kind of the same scenario. You know, the offense can't get going, defense is out there on the field a lot, and then kind of compiling that with against a good opponent, they're making you miss a few tackles here and there, and that is the difference in how the score starts to rack up.
Yeah, it certainly does, and we got behind right away there. We were close early on. It was 13-0 after the first quarter, and that's kind of right where we want to be. We don't want it to get away from us right away, and then they really tacked on a few scores after that. So our secondary didn't play so well what we thought they would against them. They passed the ball for a ton of yards on us, and I thought we'd get a little bit more out of our secondary. But our guys came back this week in the defensive backfield, and they're ready to go. It's going to be a big challenge this week for them. So I think they're hungry and ready to compete.
Well, and as it turns out, you play back-to-back weeks against two of the top teams in the district, and now they're setting up to play each other this week. So you've got a unique perspective on that. Do you have any thoughts on how that matchup is going to go between those two squads this week?
Well, I think, Creston up front has the advantage just in their size. All five of their linemen are huge. But Glenwood, give them some credit too. They got a couple defensive tackles that really caused those guys some problems. So I think it'll be a tight contest, and whoever sticks with their game plan the longest will probably pull it out. So I'm looking forward to just seeing that score.
Yeah, it's going to be one I'm sure a lot of people keep an eye on throughout the evening. You turn your attention now here to an ADM squad that's, I guess, a little bit more in your type of situation with the way that their season has gone. But they have been in some close games as well that they've lost. They played pretty well last week, it looked like, against Denison Schleswig. Were able to rack up their highest point total of the season here so far. What have you been able to see from ADM?
Well, their offense centers around their quarterback. They get in the shotgun. They like to throw the ball around, a little bit different than what we've seen all year. And their quarterback's just real slippery. He has a lot of moxie. He's quick and fast, both. So it's going to be a good challenge for our front seven just to keep him in the pocket, because once he gets out of the pocket, he certainly does some damage. They've got some receivers that are, adequate and find openings, and the quarterback does a good job of extending the play. So that makes it sometimes a little bit easier to find an open area. So it's going to be a tough test for our defensive backfield, but I think they're ready.
Yeah, you mentioned the quarterback, Sam McCartney. He's thrown for over 1,200 yards, and he's our leading rusher with a couple hundred yards on the ground as well. So obviously a guy that is the key to what they do. Do you do anything different defensively with a guy like that to keep somebody spying him, or what do you do to try to slow him down?
Well, we got to stay disciplined up front. We got to stay in our lanes, not let him get out of the pocket, and just continue to pursue the play. He's going to scramble left and scramble right all in the same play, and we've got to continue to just keep tabs on him and keep tracking him down and hopefully corral him and get him on the ground. So it's going to be tough, though. He's a real good football player.
Well, another thing that makes it difficult, I think, is they're a team that really spreads you out. They like to spread the field a lot of times, getting, you know, four wide. So you've got guys that are a little bit further outside of their range of where they're normally playing on those kind of contained situations. So you really got to be alert to not only paying attention to that guy that's the receiver out there, but making sure you're keeping one eye to the backfield to see if he's scrambling out.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on those guys. But, you know, we think we've got a good scheme in the defensive backfield this week, so they can kind of do a little bit of that, playing a little bit of man at times, a little bit of zone at times. And, you know, we're going to put some pressure on our safeties to, you know, help out with that quarterback scramble.
Well, you turn to the other side of the ball. I guess what have you seen from ADM defensively that you might try to exploit here this week?
Well, defensively, you know, they're sound. They just line up and go hard. So we need to, again, try and establish a run. We're going to try and maybe, you know, widen out their front a little bit, create some natural running lanes a little bit. We put in a couple plays here to try to get to the perimeter this week. And, you know, I think our short passing game might be a little more effective this week. So we're going to try to get the ball in the hands of Garrett Franken and Chase Molinex out on the perimeter along with Dylan Sontag.
Well, and it sounds like they're a defense, too, that at times will be aggressive, you know, take a few chances here or there. You know, that's obviously an opportunity then for you guys to be ready for those situations to try to catch them off guard.
Yeah, that's when we get big plays, and we've talked to our kids about that, that, you know, when other teams blitz, that's a chance for us to, you know, break a big one. And we're going to need that this week to stay in the game.
Well, of course, them playing last week against Denison, a team that you've already played, and I'm sure you've got some other common opponents throughout the year. At this point in the season, does that help the coaching staff being able to see comparisons, or is it just more so you're seeing what they're doing themselves?
Well, we look at, you know, what other teams have done against, you know, other teams on film. But, you know, right now we're still focused on, you know, us getting better and what do we need to do to, you know, give us the best chance to win. So we still do look at other teams, but those other teams don't have our personnel, and we try to match our personnel with what we're trying to accomplish, both offensively and defensively, as well as on special teams. So we do look at the other schools, but we have kind of a game plan just, you know, for our personnel.
Well, and I think if you look across the board here between these two squads as well, the schedule as far as, you know, how difficult it's been is fairly similar here. They've still got a couple of really tough ones coming up at the end of the season against Creston and Glenwood themselves. But, you know, I guess you're kind of in the same boat. You've got this similar measuring sticks here so far to see kind of where you're at.
Yeah, you know, we have almost played pretty much the same teams besides the Creston and Glenwood there at the end. We feel we've got a good chance this week, and I'm sure they feel the same way. You know, we're two very, very similar teams, as you mentioned, and, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, rushing the football, whether that's with their quarterback or with their running back. And for us, we need to rush it with three or four different guys, and we're hoping to, you know, share the ball a little bit, and that, I think, puts a little bit of pressure on the defense. So that's going to be one issue. The other one's going to be turnovers. You know, how well do we take care of the ball, and can we get a couple turnovers from them? And then special teams, too. I think we've got maybe a little bit of advantage in our punt game. They've been a little inconsistent in that area, and our kick return game is about the same as their kick return game. So it looks like a real even matchup on paper.
Well, and you already mentioned, you know, turnovers being an important issue, and it seems like for your team that's been one of the big issues in those very close games, the ones that you haven't been able to get over the hump in, you know, the Denison game, for example. Mm-hmm. It's an unfortunate one at the end that changes the way the outcome goes. So, you know, really important to try to get some of those on your side.
Yeah, we've spent some time on that this week, too. We always do a turnover-type drill or circuit in practice, and this week we kind of doubled up, and we need to get more turnovers. That'll help both our offense and defense out. So it's been a focus, and hopefully we can come up with a few this week.
Well, I know these last couple of games it's been really hard probably to see through some of the other stuff, but are there little things that you're seeing from your team that you're seeing the improvement here as you move along through the season?
Yeah, real pleased with our penalty situation. You know, we've been leading the you know, every game except I think our first game of the year. in the penalty battle, meaning we have, you know, fewer penalties than the other team. So that gives us a chance. Turnovers, we've been close. Now we've got to get on the right side. I think last week we were down 2-1 where we gave up two and Glenwood only gave up one. So we're right there. And, you know, just our discipline out in the field, I've been pleased with. You know, we haven't had any personal fouls on the field as far as from our players, and, you know, that's been a positive. So we're going to continue to work and keep going. We just got to get better at blocking and tackling, some fundamental football.
Well, I know that every game is always going to have some weird scenarios and some calls that maybe don't go your team's way that players can easily get upset about. But from what I've seen in those games where you've had those situations, your kids have responded really well to that. They haven't, you know, gotten into the mix with, you know, trying to complain to an official or, you know, moping around after a call like that. It seems like they've kind of done a good job of staying out of that.
Yeah, real happy with our seniors. You know, we put that on them, and they're the guys that are in control both on the field and in the locker room and in the hallways. And it was a focus early in the season. That was one of our goals this season, was to just go play football. Don't worry about the other stuff you can't control. And our seniors have bought into it. I know they haven't had the most stellar career as far as wins and losses go, but just real appreciative of how they've responded with their effort and attitude, both in practice, on the field, and in the classroom. We've had some, you know, just some minor issues to clean up, and that's been good.
Well, I know you've been impressed with the way your team has kept fighting here throughout this season. It'd be easy these last couple of weeks to get down on yourself. Kids still seem excited here for this one?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we all levels have been competing. You know, at least we're playing hard. We've got our freshmen, our JV, and of course our varsity all getting games in during the week and all working to develop for the future as well. So I've been pleased at practice. They've been focused and ready to go. So we got a little rained out on Tuesday. I shouldn't say rain, lightninged out. The state doesn't let you go out and practice. So we were in the gym. And even for that 45 minutes we got in the gym before the volleyball game, we got some things done. And sometimes when you change practice a little bit, you can get unfocused. And you know, our kids responded well to that change, and we got a few things done that day. So that's a positive.
Well, and you already touched on this a little bit here just with that last answer, but it sometimes is hard going through the season with so much going on to kind of take a step back and look at the overall picture. But, you know, in your first year as leading the program, I know you've tried to have a hand in every level and be involved with the different levels of your group coming up, from freshman, even middle school, and in the junior varsity level. Do you feel like that's going well?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think, you know, we're pretty much right on track as far as, you know, a big focus of our coaching staff was at the beginning of the year to just, you know, get kids developed, and at all levels, not, you know, varsity level, of course, but JV and freshman, you know, those guys are our future. And we wanted to, you know, make a point to do that. I've tried to make every JV game, whether it's to be there just to actual coach or be there just to be a cheerleader and help our kids and make sure that I'm around and our other coaches are around too. So we want, you know, we think that's important, and it's been good.
Well, Coach, we look forward to what will be hopefully a competitive game here for you coming up on Friday night, and we appreciate your time and good luck to you.
Yeah, it's our first game on turf, so I think we'll be a little bit excited there. If the weather turns sour, that's all right on that turf. It keeps things fairly dry, and I think our kids are excited.
Yeah, nice new facility over there they just put in, so it'll be fun. Well, that's going to wrap up Trojan Preview here for week number 7. Thanks for joining us here on KJN.